I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israel's Security Cabinet has recommended approving a deal that would pause the fighting in Gaza and release dozens of hostages held by militants. VOA's Scott Walterman has details.
The deal will now go to the full cabinet for approval before the ceasefire actually goes into effect. The Prime Minister's office said that if a deal is passed, the ceasefire could start Sunday with the first hostages released. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office had said earlier there were last-minute snags in finalizing the ceasefire agreement. Under the deal expected to begin Sunday, 33 hostages are set to be released over the next 6 weeks in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping had a telephone conversation Friday, just 3 days before Trump is to be sworn into office. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Both China's foreign ministry and Trump himself say the president-elect spoke today with Xi Jinping. The Washington-Beijing relationship's expected to be a top focus of Trump's second term. Today, Trump writes on social media the call was a very good one for both countries, saying they talked about trade, fentanyl, and TikTok, among other things, and that both men will do everything possible to make the world more peaceful and safe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump has threatened to slap tariffs of 60% on all Chinese imports into the U.S., but he has also, in the past, praised his relationship with Xi and suggested China could help mediate international crises such as the war in Ukraine. Xi will not attend Trump's inauguration. China will be represented at the event by Vice President Hung Shang. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court Friday unanimously upheld a law that calls for the banning of the TikTok application if it's not sold by its Chinese parent company by Sunday. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The justices ruled the risk to national security posed by TikTok's ties to China outweigh concerns about limiting speech. TikTok has 170 million users in the U.S. A sale does not appear to be imminent. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says all is not lost for TikTok.
The president has the authority under the law to delay the sale or the ban, actually, by 90 days. I suspect President Trump will invoke that authority when he comes to office to allow a sale to go through.
President-elect Trump vowed that he could negotiate a solution, saying he has a warm spot for TikTok. And Trump says TikTok was among the items discussed in a conversation with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Ed Donahue, Washington.
At a news conference in Berlin Friday, the leaders of Germany and Sweden expressed optimism about relations between the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump and their nations, as well as the rest of Europe. During their joint news conference, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said they expect good continued cooperation between Europe and the U.S. under Trump. Scholz said he has spoken twice with Trump, and his staff has had what he called an intensive exchange with Trump's future advisors, which left him optimistic about the relationship. Kristersson expressed confidence in the historic strength of the U.S.-European bonds.
Both our nations have long-standing and highly valued partnerships with the United States, and we both believe in European transatlantic bonds as well. So we do look forward to working closely with the incoming American administration.
At the same news conference, German Chancellor Scholz expressed concerns about billionaire entrepreneur and Trump ally Elon Musk's support for extreme far-right interests in Europe, which Scholz says jeopardizes the democratic development of the continent. Since January of 2023, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection mobile application, known as the CBP One app, has helped bring nearly 1 million people into the U.S. on two-year permits with eligibility to work, but it could end under President-elect Donald Trump. The way's Tommy McNeil explains.
Trump has said he would end it as part of a broader immigration crackdown. Critics say it prioritizes a lottery system over people who have long lived in the U.S. illegally while paying taxes and people who have waited years for visas. Supporters say CBP One has helped bring order to the border and reduce illegal crossings. Figures say that illegal border crossings by Cubans alone plunged under CBP-1 from a peak of nearly 35,000 in April of 2022 to just 97 in September. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.